Beavs here today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver basketball teams will head to Jamestown tonight, Aberdeen then on Saturday. Nate Fenske joins us next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
Are you tired of waiting for your internet to catch up with your life? Switch to GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. You'll be connecting to one of the largest rural all-fiber optic networks in the country with internet speeds up to a mind-blowing 10 gig. And with Paul Bunyan Communications, you're not just getting speed, you're getting reliability, local customer service, and you share in our success. Upgrade your internet game today. Call, click, or stop by our office in Bemidji or Grand Rapids and join the fiber optic revolution with GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The Beaver men's basketball team split their games last weekend, lost at home to Minnesota State Moorhead, won on the road against Minnesota Crookston. Beavers stay on the road this weekend, travel to Jamestown tonight, travel to Northern State and Aberdeen, South Dakota then on Saturday. Beavers Nate Fenske on what they did better against Crookston, what they need to do better again this weekend.
We talk about the big three categories, rebounds, turnovers, and then obviously our effort too. I say we won every category, so that led it to the win, just controlling turnovers and controlling the glass.
Beavers have been without Tate Olson the last four games. He had been their leading scorer. Leading scorer now is John Pekarich at 19.4 points per game. Henry Shannon III at 18.6 per game. Then Tate Olson at 18.3. Beavers at the University of Jamestown tonight. Our Corner Bar pregame show begins at 5 o'clock. Women's game to follow. Saturday at Northern States, men's game at 4. Women's game again to follow. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.